sick and he's spitting fire. And Mike got him out the dryer, he's hot. Found him in Fort Minor with top, but a f***ing nihilist porcupine. He's a the type women wanna be within. Rappers hope he gets 8 years in the making, patiently waiting to blow. Now the record with Shinoda's taking over the globe. He's got a partner in crime, his f*** is equally dope. You won't believe the kind of shit that comes out of this kid's throat. He's not your everyday on the block. He knows how to work with wood, he's got making his way to the top. He often gets a comment on his name. People keep asking him, was it giving that...
Games between powerhouses or showdowns between also-rans.
Stay in there on that football field. When that man comes at you, don't run away from him. Hit him!
Contests that are mismatches or those that are too close to call.
Great football is about great football. If you have great football, players playing great football, that's the best kind of football to play.
We pick them all.
The Zone's weekly football picks are brought to you by NYPD Pizza.
It's the sport of kings, better than diamond rings. That's why we're here to sing football.
NYPD Pizza is your football connection, with TVs on every wall and a huge projection screen.
Winning isn't everything, but it's the only thing. In our business, there is no second place. Either you're first or you're last.
Don't miss a play. Come on out for great food and drink specials, including a full bar. NYPD Pizza, across from the ranch on Highway 10.
My wife said, babe, are you going to drive a Corvette? Or what are you? I'm like, I don't think this is a Corvette town, babe. I do think this is a Jeep town, though. So I found a Jeep. It's all nice. You're not going to like it because it's gray. I know a lot of people don't like the gray color.
Now, here are the guys with their picks on the games that matter to you and those that should in the Zone.
Okay, welcome back. We lost everybody, but we traded up. That's good. Good to see you. Our friends from NYPD Pizza are here. Carrie, Teresa, Sean.
Yep.
First time in?
Second time.
Second time? Look at Sharpie, get your Razorback hat on.
Yeah, love the Razorbacks.
You ready to roll?
Ready to go.
All right, we heard Coach Bielema there talking about making good choices, which is what we'll be doing with our NYPD picks through the season. It's not a Corvette town, it's a Jeep town. You got to make good choices. It's all about that.
All about choices.
But when we come to your place, you can make any choice. It's all safe, right?
It's all good. That's right. It's all good. It's a hard choice.
You guys have been busy, right? Because you're working on your neighbor property.
That's right.
Now, did I hear that there was a little tweaking of the concept from what we talked about last time?
No, it's pretty much the same.
Okay. Gangster.
Is it? Okay.
Still gangster thing.
What's the name going to be?
The Blind Pig Bar and Grill.
Maybe that's why it was, because I was thinking, okay, wait a minute, I don't see that.
Well, see, back in the Prohibition, speakeasies were also called the Blind Pig.
Did not know this.
Are Razorbacks, I had to get the pig.
I had no idea.
See?
What a history lesson we're getting here.
That's right.
You never heard of the Blind Pig before?
No, I'm a total idiot, apparently.
That's the most popular bar in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Did not know that.
Great name.
Yeah. Really? Mm-hmm. Cool deal.
Considering I've never been there, that wouldn't make a whole lot of sense for me to know that, I suppose. But
there you go.
Anyway. okay, so what's up for this weekend? I suppose people can come by who do not want to go with me to Fayetteville and bake in the sun.
That's right.
Better to have you bake pizza.
Cold air conditioning. Okay. Cold beer. And then we have the...
huge slice on the huge screen.
You have a huge screen and a huge slice. That screen's right. The whole wall.
It's huge. So, you know, it's like being there because they're life-size.
It's better than being there because the pizza is a lot better.
You got food.
A lot better than the
beer.
Stadium food. Your pizza rocks.
Thank you.
It is
we're kind of proud of it.
Did you like that Hogzilla we brought up here?
It was unbelievable.
There's not a long line at the bathrooms there either, which is good.
Yes.
So, that's true.
Yeah.
You can fold it up like those great New York slices and just eat it.
That's right.
Like on The Sopranos.
That's why they don't call it Boston PD pizza.
Well, duh.
Nothing against Boston PD, their pizza's not nearly as good. I guess we lost, did we lose Bill? Did he leave?
I think he got bored.
Yeah.
He was in there eating pizza.
Oh, that's more important. No, that's fine.
It's good. You know, we bring food and we lose everybody.
Well, we're all out of mics. I'm so lost without you. It's okay, Bill. We already got your picks anyway. So a few games this week we are going to pick. We were going to get Wally on, but there he is. Let's get there. Hi, Wally. Oh, hi, buddy.
Sounded like you wanted to ignore me.
No, I just didn't know you were calling in. I wasn't going to bother you if you hadn't called in because I'm a little discombobulated. Anyway, how are you, man?
I'm great. I was in NYPD yesterday, and they gave me a sample of their new pork fare.
That's right.
What is that?
It's a new pork loin that we're going to be serving at the new place. That it's kind of our little recipe that we have. What did you think, Wally?
It was delicious.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You just didn't give me enough of it.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I should have brought more.
Maybe we'll get Wally in studio maybe one of these days here, and we can try that out. But we got Bill Vickery in there on Matt's mic.
Yes, I've moved into Sibilance. The control booth.
Sounding good. All right, some picks this week, and Wally made some of his predictions in the paper today. You may have seen. Only one person missed last night's game between Ole Miss and Vanderbilt. So jockstrap to our buddy Phil Elson, who was the only person that picked Vanderbilt last night. He looked
good for a while, didn't he, though?
Did. I had R.J. Hawk also pick him, and he was talking trash to me, texting me all night. But apparently, according to you, he's not very bright. So,
well, R.J. picked Vanderbilt because he wanted to associate himself with a good school.
Right.
So that's kind of thing. Yes. What happened was, you don't know, the real key to last night's game was calculus 4 exam at 7 a.m. this morning, which really led the halftime adjustments down to zero for Vanderbilt, because they had some guys trying to get in some last-minute cramming.
Yeah.
And then a couple of the timeouts there. Coach, I've got this, the Pythagorean theorem. We've got to work on that, try to incorporate that one into.
Yeah, at their chalk talk, they were doing differential equations.
Right.
How does that help?
No, it's very confusing.
Binary theory here.
Okay, so one of the other big games this weekend, Bobby Petrino returns to the sideline, and again, Phil Elson is out on Revis Island. He's the only one that has taken the Kentucky Wildcats. We all have a lot more faith in Bobby Petrino than Phil Elson does.
That says two things. Number one, we think Kentucky stinks, mm-hmm. and we think Petrino is a pretty good game day coach.
Yeah.
There you go.
We hope so.
I want to know if Wally and Bobby have spoken in regard to that game.
Wally?
No, we haven't.
I like that.
And if we were picking baseball, I'd go with Phil Ellison, but this is football.
That's true.
I would point out that Wally did pick Western Kentucky to win the Sun Belt Conference this year, a team picked in the preseason fourth, but Wally has him winning the whole thing. So clearly this is a man who has some confidence in Bobby Petrino's ability to get it done.
It's just like Chuck just said. I mean, the pigskin just said. The man can coach on game day. What he can't do is recruit. But, boy, on those Saturdays, he's hard to beat.
Yes, he is.
So, Wally's got Western. We all have Western this weekend except for Phil. Phil is going to fall deep behind if things don't go well. We did pick the UAPB-ASU game. Nobody, shockingly, went with the defending SWAC champions. I'm really disappointed in you guys. I thought somebody would go out on a limb there, but no.
No, they're stepping up in class a little bit.
Well, they're playing the defending. They're playing the defending Sun Belt champions.
Exactly.
This is Sully and I were talking about this last night. You think about the excitement in the state because of Brett Bielema, but there's also the excitement of what we witnessed last year. Four conference champions in the state of Arkansas. Pretty unique thing that happened last year with Sun Belt, SWAC, Southland, and the GAC.
Yes.
So it was a great year for football last year, without a doubt. I know you follow GAC football closely.
I'm an expert on the GAC.
Well, I will put Henderson State in the same
a great deal.
Same vein as I put UCA, anything shy of a national championship, or the Washington Redskins. Anything shy of a championship is going to be disappointing.
Yes.
So, Wally, we do have
the
only thing we really split on this week, because everybody else is sort of, we're all kind of going the same way. Everybody's got LSU over TCU, but the Clemson-Georgia game, that's the one real point of contention. It's a 1.5-point line. Georgia's favored on the road. And I think we had Spencer Hall basically said he likes Clemson.
Thinks Clemson's too fast. Sammy Watkins is going to be a problem for that young defense. I see this being a shootout. I could see a 42-37 game, a couple of really high-powered offenses, a couple of average defenses. You usually go with the home team. Also, you go with the experienced quarterback, but both of them have experienced quarterbacks, so I'm going to take the home team.
Well, you've got the best quarterback probably in each of these leagues.
They're excellent.
At least some people would argue. So
I don't. Wally may disagree with this.
I hope so.
Do people forget that Georgia team running the ball between the tackles against Alabama, and the balanced offense they have, and somehow this idea that if you just run a bunch of plays, somehow that's going to be a lot better than if you run. No, tell Nick Saban that. Nick Saban will run seven plays, and so. I just see Georgia. I think ultimately they're more talented on the defensive side of the ball. While Clemson may score some points, I think the ball game is dictated by Georgia's balanced offense. They move the ball down the field. They eat up big chunks. And when you run a lot of plays, you get a lot of three and outs.
I think people remember Clemson's last game against an SEC team, though, and they came back and stole one against LSU. So this is a pick'em. This is a tough game.
I see Georgia in a romp.
You got Georgia.
This is one of these Georgia in a romp. They're going to treat them like Notre Dame.
Bill's laying down on the tracks
Dabo
on this
Sweeney
one.
Sweeney is the Les Miles of the ACC.
I'm taking Clemson just because they're at home. I don't have any idea what's going to happen.
Nah.
Pixie, what do you got?
I got Clemson.
Okay. I mistook your picks with Bill.
Correct.
Wally, you got Georgia?
Yeah, I got Georgia.
Such an SEC homer.
Well, yeah, a little bit, but they should have beaten Alabama in the SEC mm-hmm. championship game last year, and they got the nucleus of that offense back. I like them even on the road.
Yeah, see, look, I'm with Wally on this. I think this is a team that can run the ball well between the tackles, and Aaron Murray is a senior, really, really good quarterback that will do well at the next level. He knows how to manage the game. They don't turn the ball over.
Have you seen Murray's record against top 25 opponents?
I would agree with that.
It is horrible.
I think that has more to do with his defense.
He's channeling his coach. They're not supposed to win those games.
Murray does a great job against overmatched opponents. He doesn't usually step it up against people that can hit him back. And Clemson will hit him back.
It's hard to fault his play in the SEC championship game.
He didn't lose that game. The defense did. That's right.
When you look at it, Clemson has Dabo Sweeney on the sideline.
And I didn't know you had such a...
You really have contempt for old Dabo, don't you?
He's a buffoon.
Wally, Bill suggests that we try to get a spelling bee between Les Miles and Dabo Sweeney.
Who would lose?
That would go overtime.
Well, we have gone 19 minutes into the picks. We have not heard from Les Miles yet. I refuse to go one more second without it, so here's Les.
Well, I think it's a strategic part of every game. It's that kickoff team that has that kicker that can, you know, do what it needs to do strategically. It takes the advantage of that snap. Some guys don't, and it doesn't bother me. I like starting my defense back in there, and if they give us a chance to return it, we're going to return it very aggressively.
What did he just say?
I mean, the kicking team with the – I think he said something about how he likes the kicking teams that have a kicker. That's a much better – it's a huge advantage.
Does anyone say less with more than less?
Good point.
They really don't.
Hey, well, you know, but at the end of the day, the guy can still get it done. You get him on campus and just let him go. Sometimes that works.
You can't have a circus without the animals.
You like the dumb guy in Death Valley SEC style. You don't like the dumb guy in Death Valley ACC style is what you're telling me.
Yeah. I think Dabo.
Our Death Valley is better than your Death Valley.
He tries to have too big a role in the team.
Same as Dabo. What is that? Is that short for something? Does anybody know the genesis
it's
of Dabo?
It's short for idiot. Dabo is short for idiot.
Wally, what do you think about LSU-TCU? How close is that game?
I think LSU's much better. I think TCU is not what they once were. I think they're in a rebuilding mode. I want to say this about Aaron Murray. I think this is correct. With all his stats, with all his records, he's only beaten one ranked team as a starter at Georgia.
Exactly.
Are you doing the Pigskin show prep or vice versa?
Hey, you know, the facts are the facts.
The truth shall
set
you free.
Wally's telling you like it is.
Nice. I see what you did there.
So you're telling me like it was.
Everybody has LSU. I'm picking TCU, though, as a Florida to win the Big 12, although the Pigskin talked down to me and said that was stupid.
Yeah, it's stupid.
He said that was Dabo. Boise State and Washington. Washington is a home favorite, despite the fact that Boise is a ranked team and Washington is not. Everybody I see here has Boise.
Here's why that might be wrong, though, even though I picked Boise
also. You got
also.
Washington?
Washington, yeah.
Washington is a horrible place for visiting teams to play. Their stadium's been renovated. They'll have 80,000 people. It may be the loudest place in America. They have a lot of talent. They've underachieved with Sarkisian. I'm kind of with what Wally said about TCU. Boise's not quite as good as what they've been. Washington can win this game. And after having said all that, I'm taking Boise.
Bill's taking Washington, though.
Yeah.
I misunderstood your picks.
Sarkisian's on the hot seat mm-hmm. to some degree. He got him to he HDN'd him. He got him to 7 wins. They thought he was great for a couple of years. Now they're waiting around. This is the most talented team that he's ever had. This is one of those things that Boise is a great team. They usually play these early season games fantastic, and you get to see how really talented the quarterback situation, I think, isn't fully there. They've got to be perfect to win these kinds of games. Washington's a better talented team, and I agree. It used to be that teams hated to go to Washington because they had to dress in a 1930s-style locker room and – It was the Depression era stadium of the Pac-12.
It's a rare regional opener though for Boise. This is the closest to home they played, I think, in an opener that wasn't a home
game.
And
they lost last year's opening game to Michigan State.
Yeah. And the year before that, they played. Wasn't it the Vautech game? And they played in D.C.
Yeah. And then they beat Georgia the year before that.
Beat Georgia that year. But so I just like Washington. I do. I think they're ready to go.
Wally.
Oh no, No, Boise State, they may not be what they once were, but Washington, we're not playing soccer tomorrow. this is football. This is football. The Pac-10's not very good. Boise State's better than the Pac-10.
Wally just opened up a haymaker on me there, didn't he?
Man.
That was just take out some brass knuckles?
He just dismissed you as he did a drive-by.
It was really, yes.
Yeah, he just gave you the R.J. Hawk treatment right there.
He pulled
the fact that he knows that the Pac-12 is among the upper echelon in soccer is what actually stood out to me.
Exactly.
Wally had no idea you're so well-versed on college soccer.
Oh, he knows soccer.
Last but not least, the game that you were traveling to visit and watch this weekend. Arkansas is a 10.5-point favorite. Luckily for all of us, we are not picking against the line. Can you make me any compelling argument why Louisiana wins this weekend? Wally, play devil's advocate.
I think the biggest concern is, has this team regained its confidence? Has Brett been able to give them a little swagger back? Because last year's team just they got beat down and they lost all the confidence they should have had was gone by midseason. I think that's the only concern. Do they come out with a little bit of swagger?
That's not compelling enough. I think Arkansas rolls too. Now, but somebody's had them winning big.
I got them winning big. Okay. I think what he says is right. I think Bielema's changed the mindset. I think Lafayette is overrated.
Mm-hmm. Smaller Lafayette doesn't exist anymore.
Well, they're Lafayette to me. You know, his mama called him Lafayette. I'm calling him Lafayette.
School by any other name would smell. But
I think Arkansas wins handily, and I don't think it's close.
Hmm. I'm with the preacher on this one.
Well, that means Arkansas covers. I thought
we were picking against the chalk.
I think Louisiana's going to have to score some. I think they're going to score some. So I think Arkansas is going to have to score a bunch if they're going to roll on them.
No, totally disagree.
37-20.
This is another one of these cases. Look, everybody's falling in love because Chip Kelly went to Oregon and did it, but he did it in a unique situation. You run a billion plays a game. Quality, not quantity. Quantity over quality is always a problem in football specifically. So I see Arkansas being able to control the ball between the tackles, and they win the game in the third and fourth quarters because they have better second-team talent than Louisiana, whatever they are. And that's how they win and control the game. They win. We cover the chalk. It's done. It's easy. Right. Call Vegas.
Wally, they cover? Wally's.
I'm sorry. I'm filling up the car. What did you say?
You know, I expect the listeners to be bored with the segment. I want you to stay engaged, if you don't mind. In the paper today, you do not have Arkansas covering the Vegas number.
10.5?
Yeah, you have them winning by 10.
That's a good win for them, first game out. And you know what? Louisiana Lafayette's got a good front line. Their defensive line's good. Arkansas's going to struggle a little bit in the first half, and then I think Brandon Allen will settle down, and they may be behind it at the half, but they'll win it in the second half.
Okay. Wally, have a safe trip up there, and I'll look forward to visiting with you next week and making fun of everyone who got picks wrong.
Okay, just remember, I'm listening. Don't talk about me.
I won't.
Having said that, I think Wally stopped at Stuckey's for a pecan log roll.
Yeah.
That's what I would have done.
Wally, you want to come clean?
Does that.
See, he hung up
totally
on
ignored us. All right, well, there you go. Those are our picks for the week. What about next week? You guys have the pay-per-view? Are you going to be pay-per-viewing the Samford game?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, well, we want people to come tailgate with us, but I don't mind if they hang out with you all during the game. That's not really my concern. My job is to have a good tailgate and have people come by there. So.
Anyway. Well, we'll be out there, too.
You are? Okay, good.
Oh, yeah.
You mean multitasking.
That's right.
Good deal. And do you guys do anything special on game day other than just be awesome?
Well, we're going to have pitcher beer. Our domestic's going to be $5, and our craft's going to be $7. We're going to have $10 medium one-topping pizzas during the game. So, got great prices, great beer, great TV.
And this pork product that Wally tried the other day is available?
No, that is at the new place.
And when does it open?
Hopefully in about 2 weeks.
Hopefully.
There's two things that would happen.
We are working hard.
If I were at NYPD working, there's two things that would happen. One, I would get fired for eating all the food. Two, I would weigh 800 pounds. I would just, they're like, where's Chuck? He's in the kitchen eating all the pizza. That's what would happen.
I can't tell a lie. I'm just coming clean. That's Sean. Well, they can't find me. He's always eating something.
I don't want to be this guy, but I mean, you know, you haven't looked that much different than when you got there, so I can't really fault the pizza place for
Well, it's just food industry, period.
I'm any more than I can fault the Buzz for me making stupid comments, because I was doing that long before I got here. So, you know,
that's all good.
Now you get paid for it.
They do have healthy options too. I mean, you can get a salad over there.
You sure can.
Their salads are quite good.
And we have vegetarian pizzas too.
You know, I don't know. Too